hope you understand the reading. I didn't know that Deacon was not coming, so I didn't prepare the reading, but I hope you understand, eh? Did you? Okay. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Epiphany. What does it mean? Epiphany means to show upon or manifestation. In Christian usage, Epiphany connotes the manifestation of the glory of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, represented by the wise men. Who are these wise men or magi? How many are they? What are their names? We have no definite answers to these questions. Scriptures say that they were men of great learning, particularly in the field of astrology and the occult. The appearance of an unusually bright star moved them to search for the newborn king. Through the guidance of this star, they found the holy infant lying in the manger in Bethlehem. Although they were Gentiles, they came to offer homage to Jesus and to bring him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts have profound meaning and symbolism. Gold is a gift fit for a king, for indeed, Jesus is the King of Kings. Frankincense is a gift for a priest. The Magi perceived Jesus as priest, the bridge between God and man. Myrrh is a fragrant gum resin, which was used as incense, perfumes, and medicine. But its most notable use was that of an embalming material used in Egyptian mummies. While the Magi acknowledged Jesus as king and priest, they also perceived that he would die for the salvation of mankind. This feast expresses the fact that the birth of the incarnate Word was known throughout the world. This is the meaning of the feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. This is what we proclaim in the Psalm. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Saint Gregory the Great said, when the King of Heaven was born, the heavens knew that he was God, because they immediately sent forth a star. The sea knew him because it allowed him to walk upon it. The earth knew him because it trembled when he died. The sun knew him because it hid the rays of its light. The coming of the Magi to visit the newborn king in Bethlehem was a clear message that the birth of Jesus was a significant event, not only for a small group of people, but for the entire humanity as well. For indeed, Jesus is the Savior, not just of the Jews, but also of all mankind. Their encounter with the Holy Infant gave the Magi their first-hand experience of his saving power. This experience radically transformed them. They came as astrologers. They left as believers. They came as searchers. They left as followers. The poet Lope de Vega wrote a beautiful poem. La llegada de los Reyes Magos, the arrival of the Magi Kings. Lope de Vega describes how the star guided them in the dark night. But when they found Jesus, the stars faded. Here are a few lines. You kings who come from the east are searching the night sky, looking at their beautiful lights. Do not follow them now, for where the sun is, the stars have no light. The child shines upon you, and where the sun is, the stars have no light. The encounter with Jesus, the God in the flesh, should make us understand that nothing really matters in this world but God. When we have God in our lives, we do not need anything else, for we have everything. This realization also made the great mystic Saint Teresa of Avila conclude, "Solo Dios basta, God alone suffices." We have to ask ourselves, do we really have God in our lives? Do we believe that Jesus is our only God and Savior? Is Jesus enough for us? Unfortunately, for many people, Jesus is not enough. This is demonstrated in the example of King Herod. He sought to kill the child whom he considered to be a real threat to his ambition for power and wealth. For many people, the desire for material wealth and worldly power leads them to ignore God. The Magi were called wise men because they used their scientific knowledge not for their personal gain and ambition, but to search for the truth and the real meaning of life. And so they rejoiced in finding the Lord Jesus. What we see now is the opposite. Many people use science and technology to eliminate God from human society. There is a flagrant and concerted effort by worldly people to put science over and above divine revelation and the Word of God. The new year has just begun. Let the lesson of the wise men serve as our guiding principle. Let us cast away the spirit of materialism, pride, and egoism. Let us begin this year in the spirit of profound humility and awe before the glory of God. Like the wise men, let us seek Jesus in our lives, worship and love Him, and then we become heralds of the good news in the world. Amen.